Kumlanen Nablat Gemara. We are find ourselves now in Titus Esther, Tavshin Pei Aleph. We are up to Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, and we're right in the thick of Kachim, which next day we finish. The next day or two days we sort of finish, and we move on. So, the latest thing we had was an argument between Rabbi Rav Zeid and how to understand Rabbi Akiva, who was explaining Rabbi Yeshua. And bottom line is that what Rabbi Akiva was what they were saying is that there's two kinds of psachim. A leftover Pesach, what you do is with the animal or with the money is you bring a korban shlamim. But basically we said it depends. If it already was conferred to be a korban Pesach and then it was rejected, then that animal itself cannot be brought up as a shlamim. You have to let it, you have to then basically let it wander about, get a mum, sell it, and with the money you buy a shlamim. But if the animal itself was not rejected from being a korban Pesach, then it itself becomes a shlamim. Okay, so the point is that once it was rejected from being a Pesach, it's called a Pesach Dechuya. And it itself cannot be brought up as a shlamim. And we have two opinions, Rabbah and Rab Zeira. According to Rabbah, he's talking about the case, both talking about the case, you had a Pesach, you lost it, you brought another one, and then you recover the first one. According to Rabbi, it depends if you recovered before you actually shechted the new one or after you shechted. If you recovered before you shechted, so then it was able to be a Karban Pesach again, and then you decided to use the other one, you've basically rejected this one. So it's called a Pesach Dechuya. But then, therefore, you cannot bring it as a Shlamim. But if you recovered it after you shechted the other one, then it was not a Pesach Dechuya. It itself can be brought up as a Shlamim. Rav Zeira says, we don't care so much about the time of when you shechted. We care more about the critical time is 12 o'clock when it's eligible to be a Karban Pesach. The moment, if you found it after 12 o'clock, even though you didn't, if you found it after 12 o'clock, then that becomes, sorry, if you found it before 12 o'clock, then it was conferred a Karban Pesach, is rejected. But if you found it after 12 o'clock, even though you didn't shecht yet the other one, if you found it after 12 o'clock, so therefore it's not considered a Pesach that was rejected, because you found it after the time of a Karban Pesach, and therefore that itself becomes a shlamim. Okay, that is what we learned yesterday. Now Shmuel made a comment, and today's entire Gemara is going to try to work out what Shmuel was saying. Shmuel wanted to make a rule to make things easier, and it turned out to be made a lot more complicated. Says the Gemara. Shmuel comes along and says the following, about six lines from the top of the page, of Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel said, if you wanted to know the rule, this is the rule. We have a Karban Chattas. Reb Shimon says that a Karban Chattas. There are five kinds of Karban, you know, the sin offerings, that if something happens to them, what you do with the Karban, the animal now, is you let it die. It's called Chattas Hamesis. You just let it wander about till it dies. And, for example, if the Karban Chattas you set aside had had a baby inside it, what do you do with that baby calf or whatever it is? You let it die. You put them in this pen and you just let it die. What happens if you make a swap, you know, a transfer from this chata, a tamura, like we were talking about yesterday, the last few days? The tamura of a chatas, you let it die, because you cannot bring it as an offering, as a kapara, you let it die. Or a chatas that the owner died before you brought it up. The person who committed the sin died. You let the animal wander about till it dies. Or a chatas that the owner was forgiven. In other words, you had a chatas, you lost it, you set up, you brought another one, and then you recover this one here. But the owner doesn't need it anymore because he already brought a chatas for his sin. This animal dies. And the last one is, a chatas has to be a year, less than a year old, and this was more than a year old. And therefore, again, this animal, you let it die. You put it in the pen, and you just throw the key away. Okay, says Shmuel. The rule of the follows is Shmuel. Kol shebe chatas mesa, these, the way we understood right now, these five cases, that by a chatas, the animal dies, is bepesach kodesh lamin. If this occurred to a Karban Pesach, any of these cases, if it's possible, can have a vlad because it can't be in the cave, but it can't be a female, it has to be a male, but whatever is possible, you bring it straight up as a shlamin. Now, for example, if the owner died, the Karban Pesach, the person who nominated on it died, you just bring it straight as a shlamin. That's what it sounds like at this point. But however, the kol shebechatos roya, any case by a chatos where you let it wander about, And the Gemara later tried to work out exactly which case by Chatas do we say, okay, in this scenario, we're going to let the animal wander about, contract a defect, and then we're going to sell it and with the money. But anywhere a Chatas, you let it wander about, the Pesach namiroyah. So Pesach is the same thing. We don't turn the Pesach straight into a Shlamim. You let it wander about, contract the Mum, sell it with the money, you buy a Shlamim. Just telling you a rule. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says, Ein ha-Pesach kodesh shlamim. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. The only time that the Pesach itself changes, transforms itself into a shlamim straight out, without having to sell it and with the money by shlamim, el shenimtza achashchita. Only if the animal, well, you know, you lost one, you lost the Pesach, you brought another one, and then you recovered the first one, and you recovered it after you shechted it, which sounds like Rabbah that says the critical time is the shechting. So since you recovered after you shechted, there was never a Pesach that was rejected. So therefore, then the animal itself was brought up a shlamim. Abel koyin shechit, if you recovered the animal before you actually shechted it, so it was suitable, it was eligible to be a Korban Pesach, and you rejected it, that's called a Pesach d'chuya, then you bring it, then you lend it wander, you don't bring it a shlamim, you let it wander about, sell it and so on. Then loy. So he argues with Shmuel. Shmuel says that all the dinim, now we're going to explain, we're going to go through Shmuel's rule. Maskel, Rabbi Yezirish, has a question on Shmuel. Kololuhu, so you're telling me a rule. We're going to focus now on the second half of the rule. Then anywhere by Chatas it wanders about, and then you sell it, the same, the contracts are moved, the same thing by Korban Pesach, where they wander about. Is that a rule? What about a Korban Chatas that's over a year old? And what do we do in that case there? Even though Rav Shimon says they all die, but we say that they don't die. Rather, what happens? The Liliyazla, what do you do with the Chatas that's over a year old that you set aside but you shouldn't have? So you let it wander about, and then you sell it with the money, you buy a proper carbon. As we imagine it standing in the middle of a cemetery that a kohen has no access to, and it wanders about. Right? So here's a case of wandering about, and you later rule whatever wanders about by a chatas also wanders about by a Korban Pesach. And yet the din of Korban Pesach is it doesn't. Korban Pesach, over a year old, you turn it straight into shlamim. You bring it straight up as a shlamim. Here you made a rule that anything it wanders about by chatas also wanders about by Korban Pesach. In other words, you don't bring it directly to shlamim, you let it wander about, sell it and so on, wait till it gets a defect and you sell it. When case of over a year old, as Lucky says, you let it wander about by a chattas. And yet by Pesach, we learned yesterday, again, that you bring up straight to shlamim. The time you let the b'raisa. It says in the Pasi, kesev, talks about karma shlamim. And it tells you all the dinner, and then it says, im kesev, and if it's a sheep, and we're talking about a sheep, but yet it says, if it's a sheep, and then it says, if. So we say, l'rabbas es ha-pesach la'alya. By all other, you know, Kabbalahs, it mentions that make sure that you bring the tail, the fat of the tail, all of them is bech, but it doesn't mention that by Korban Pesach. So we say that the Im Keves is coming to teach you, or Im Kesev is coming to teach you that Korban Pesach, the Aliyah, the tail end, also goes on the Mizbech. That's the idea of why you're introducing to us a lamb. Kishuayim et Im Kesev, what's the if? You just said Kesev. I mean, if a sheep. Because we're talking to now, because the pasuk is talking about bringing up a korban shlamim, and then it says, you know, it says all time tzoin. Now there's only two kinds of tzoin: there's either a goat or a sheep. And then the pasuk of the email is if it's a goat. So obviously, till now we're talking about a sheep. So why is the Torah say sheep? So kishroim in case the rabbi is as a pesach, it come to teach you that if a korban pesach of rishnas is over a year old, which it shouldn't be, that pesach becomes a shlamim. Any other shlamim that came as a result of Korban Pesach that converted into a shlamim that transforms into a shlamim. So we see clearly from here, before we go to the next part, we see clearly from here that if it's over a year old, it becomes directly shlamim, it doesn't wander about. And what do we learn from the Pasuk Im Kesef? That when it turns into shlamim, it takes on the identity of a shlamim. It's not a continuation of Pesach. So it takes on all the dinim of a shlamim. So a Korban Pesach that turns itself into a shlamim is no longer a Korban Pesach. It takes on all the dinim of a shlamim. For example, the chomis shlamish, you have to lean on it. Unasachim, it needs the libations, the flour, the water, the oil, the flour, the wine, and the oil. With tenufas chazev shake, you have to wave the rest of the shankbone. So therefore, but what is he clear from here? This is our question. You made a rule, Rabbi Yosef said, asked Shmuel. You made a rule, or yes, about Shmuel's din. You made a rule that anything that wanders about by a chatas, you wanders about by a Pesach. Well, Reish Lakish told us that by a chatas it wanders about if it's over a year old, and by a Pesach it becomes strange to shlamim. Then the brisa continues. Kishoreimini may, so why does it then go to a goat? Hifsiki inyan, it interrupts it. Limit ala'ez, it tells you that a goat ain't tonal yet, that the tail end of a goat does not go on his bech. As Rashi says, those people who say there's no tail fats in a goat are wrong. You know, what you need a pasuk for? We're talking about there are tail fats, and you would have thought that also shugom is bech, because you know. Amale, so we answer. So we say, kika amar Shmuel. So we said, when does Shmuel say his din? When does Shmuel say his rule? Ba'avudim. He's talking about, you thought he's talking about all five cases of a chatas. No, he's talking about only one specific case, which is similar to what we learned about Pesach. You had a chatas, you lost it, you brought up another one. That's the case he's talking about. So over there, b'tchuyin la'amar. So he's talking about a case of Karan Pesach got lost, and therefore he says over there that, you know, the rule as follows. And if it dies, that it becomes a shlom Pesach, and if it wanders about, it wanders about by Pesach. Says the Gemara, in a case where it got lost and then you recovered it, if you recovered it, then the Rabbanan hold clearly that they say it doesn't die. Not like Rebbe says in the case of a loss, it dies. Rabbanan hold if it got lost and you set aside another one, then you recovered it, you let it wander about till it gets a mum. So that's a case of Riyah. And yet by Korn Pesach, if you recovered it before you shachted it, we said it gets rejected. So the Gemara, that now we learn, you set aside a chatzah, of you lost it, you set aside another one instead. Then you recover the first one, now you have two choices. You have the original one that you lost, and then you have the new one you put aside. Achaz mentikah, you can only bring up one, obviously for the sin, you only bring up one carbon, and what do you do with the other one? Tumas. Let it die. But that's only the word, the opinion of Rebbe. The Chachamim say, and Halach is like Chachamim, ain chatas mesa, that this is not a case, an example of a chatas that we'll put in a pen and throw the key away. Ela shenim tsas, you know when? Only if you found it la'acha shenis chaper by them. If you found it after the owners were forgiven, so then what do you do with this chatas? It's a lost cause. Therefore, you let it die. But if you recovered it before the Bible was chapter, so therefore it was able to be a karma chattas, then what we do in this case is we let it wander about. Because since it's now it was eligible to be able to be a chattas, we let it wander about, get your contract to move, and with the money, you buy another one. So that's another over here, the case by chattas is you're wandering about. And what's it then by a Pesach if you recovered it before you shecht the replacement? We say that this Pesach was rejected, and you don't. It's a rejected carbon, and you don't bring it up as a shlamim. By Pesach, if we follow Rab Zeira, who says, if you recovered it after noon, before you shechted the other one, but since you recovered it after lunchtime, after it was eligible to be a chatas, it's no longer considered a rejected Pesach. And what do you do with this Pesach? It turns straight into a shlamim. So here's a case where by chatas it wanders about. Right, according to the Rabbanan, it wanders about by chatas if you recovered it before you shechted it, and by Pesach, if you recovered before you shechted it, if it happened after chatzos, since it's no longer a rejected chatas, it become a Pesach. It goes straight into shlamim. So your rule doesn't make sense. If you lost it, you found it after lunchtime, after the noon, koydim shchita, before you shechted it. Nevertheless, it's not considered a rejected Pesach, and you bring it up as a shlamim. Kara shlamim. Says the Gemara, you think that Shmuel follows the Rabbanan and therefore you're saying chatas, that's a case of wandering about. No, Shmuel Kerebi Svila, he holds like Rebbe Domer, says Avud Elamisa, he holds that it's not a case of wandering about. That's a case where it actually dies, get put to death. And he said in his rule that chatas dies, then by a Pesach it becomes a shlamim. Perfect. So you found it afternoon, before you shechted it, it becomes a shlamim. Because by a chatas, if you found it before you shechted it, it dies. Says the Gemara, then I don't understand. If you can tell me Shmuel holds like Rebbe, then call up with the Rebbe Meiser. I'll call to Rebbe. All circumstances, if it got lost, it dies. So how come all cases it dies, right? So by Pesach, it should turn to Shlami. It be Ilu be Pesach. But by Pesach, let's say you found it before, let's say you lost it before noon, but you found it after the noon, and you found it before Chatzay, you found it before the noon, then it's called a rejected Karban Pesach, and it does not turn into a shlamim. You have to wait till it gets a mum and sell it, and then with the money you buy a shlamim. You just said a rule that every time the animal gets lost and it dies. Same thing by a Pesach, it turns into a shlamim. Here is a case where the animal chatas dies, and yet by a Karban Pesach, if you found it before chatzos, so came chatzos, it was eligible, and yet you rejected it, it's called a Pesach D'chuyah. And what do you do with that Pesach? You have to sell it. Wait till you get the mum and sell it. Again, the rule doesn't work. He answers the Gemara, Roye Koidem Chatzos Lavet Abru. Shmuel says that if you recovered it, no, by Karma Chatzos, whenever you recovered it, that it's suitable to do a Karma Chatzos. But by Karma Pesach, if you lost it in the morning and you found it 10 o'clock, an hour or two later, it's still morning, it's as if it never got lost because it wasn't yet the time for Karma Pesach. When is it considered lost? Only if it came noon and you still don't have it. But if you recovered it before noon, it was never lost. So that's not an example. That's why he can turn to Shlomo Rava and really find such a priest. Like Rava. Rava says even by a chatas, if you say you lost it at night and you found it at night, it was never lost. Maybe it's not called lost. Says in Maroki, fine. So Shmuel holds like Rebbe. But tell me that it dies, and that's why by Pesach it becomes a Shlomim if you found it after Chatzos. So let me ask a question. But you, the other half of your rule was that Roya, that if it wanders about by Chatas, here by a Pesach you sell it. When, according to Rebbe, is there ever a case that the Diniz by Chatas, you let it wander about to get a Mum? According to Rebbe, you always kill it. And if it's at night, it's not a problem. It's never lost. El Roya, the Rebbe Yechim Shkachla. How do you find an example of Roya? According to Rebbe, he says the Gemara, Ked Rabbi Eishia. We follow Rabbi Eishia. Rabbi Eishia said, you know when, I'll tell you, according to Rebbe, there is one example where the din is that you, the remaining chatas, you let it wander about, wait till it gets a mummy, you sell it. And that case is the following. It was never lost. But people sometimes used to set aside two animals, one as the animal you're going to bring as a carbon, the other one as a guarantee. In case you lose this one, you have this one in place. You have a backup plan. So in this case of a backup plan, you're definitely not going to bring two. You're only going to bring one. And once you bring the one, what do you do with the remainder? It was never lost. You always had it in. You always had in mind that one of them is not going to be the carbon chatas. That one there, you have to let it wander about, contract the mum, and so on. So there is a case by chatas where you wander about. Is you set aside two animals. One of them is going to be the chatas, the other one is going to be a backup. What happens? You'll use one of them as your kapari, your atonement. Vishni, and the other one, tita, let it wander about. So here we have an example of roya. Now, what did Shmuel say? The din is if by chatas it wanders about by a korban pesach. Also, you let it wander about, contract the mumin, you sell it. So, what would the case be by a pesach? In this case, but by ilu be pesach, more ask a question. But by Pesach, it doesn't work that way. But Pesach, ki ha-gavna, in this case, by Pesach, if you set aside two animals, one would be a current Pesach, one is the backup, the one that's going to be the backup goes straight into Shlomim. The law is it doesn't have to wander about. So the other half of Shmuel's rule, that whatever wanders about by a Chatas, wanders about by a Pesach, which the only case, according to if you said before, Zerebi, is wandering about is if you set aside two animals, one is a backup. But by a current Pesach, that case of a backup doesn't. You don't let it wander about. You just turn it straight into Shlomim. So how does the second half of the rule of Shmuel work? In this case, called Shlomim. So what are you right? Forget the Rebbe. El Shmuel grab Shimon's relay. Shmuel grab Shimon that says that all five chatoys they die. All five of them died. There was a Vlad, the baby inside, or the person died, or was over a year old. They all die. They all die, and therefore, because they all die. And by Karm Pesach, what happens? By Chatzah they die, by Karm Pesach it turns into a Shlamim. Says the Gemara, V'horoye l'Rab Shimon les leklal, but Rab Shimon holds there is no instance where you let it wander about. So what do you mean, Shmuel? The second half of the rule is that anything that wanders about, by Pesach he also wanders about, but he doesn't believe there's anything that wanders about. No, according to Rab Shimon, even in the case of the backup, You would let it die. Rav Shimon, everything dies. So the Gemara, well, the backer doesn't help us because by Pesach it turns into Shlomim. Says the Gemara, Shmuel nami chadukam. You misunderstood Shmuel. He never said the second half of the rule. He only said one part of the rule. We just inferred the second part of the rule. He just said that anything by Chatas dies, by Pesach becomes a Shlomim. He never said the second half, but anything by Chatas wanders about, by Pesach wanders about. Because there is no case by Chatas that it wanders about. Says the Gemara, Shmuel Nami Chodukam, he's talking about one part, Kosher B'chatas Mesa. His rule was that anything B'chatas dies, the Pesach Kosher Shlomim, Pesach he brings the Shlomim. Says the Gemara, Umayka Mashmalon. So in that case, there, what's he trying to tell us? Since every single Chatas basically dies, and Shmuel is going to tell us that anything like by Pesach, that gets lost by Pesach, you bring it up directly as a Shlomim. So that's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that a Korban Pesach was found after you shechted it. You bring it up as a Shlomim. So what's Shmuel adding? Says the Gemara, La fuki mit Rabbi Yechanan. He wants to argue with Rabbi Yechanan. What do you mean? Because remember, Rabbi Yechanan said that the criteria is if you found it before you shechted or after. Rabbi Yechanan said if you found it before you shechted it, then the din is that it's rejected and you let it wander about. If you found it after you shechted it, the current Pesach, then you bring it up to Shlamim. Says Shmuel, I disagree. I believe... this is to negate Rabbi Yechanan's opinion. The Amar says, "Ein haPesach korev shlamim, ela shenimtza achashchita." According to Shmuel, he follows the opinion of Rabbah that the pivotal moment is when you recovered it before the shchita of your new Pesach or after the shchita. Avo koyin shchita, but if you recovered it before the shchita, lo, you will not bring the shlamim because it's been rejected. Alma shchita kava. Rabbi Yechanan holds like Rabba that the main thing is the shchita. Comes along Shmuel, says no. I hold like Rabbi Zeda, or actually Rabbi Zeda holds like me. Kamashal chatzais kava. I hold that the criteria is chatzais. That means if you found it after 12 o'clock, even though it was before the shchita, nevertheless it's not rejected. It becomes a shlamim. Why? Because you found it after the moment that it was supposed to be eligible. So that's one version of the whole discussion with Shmuel. Lish Nachrin, another version, which comes more or less to the same conclusion, that this is what Shmuel said. Lish Nachrin, another version. V'ilu bePesach. By Pesach. he said, but by Pesach, he said, yes, by Korn Pesach, Heche de Ovad, if the Korn Pesach got lost, the nimtza achachatzeis, and you found it after lunchtime. By Korn Pesach, you found it after lunchtime. Koyin shchita before you shechter it. Yikrev shlamim, you bring it as a shlamim. Why do you bring it as a shlamim? You bring it as a shlamim. If you found it after chatzeis, but before you shechter it, so therefore it's not considered as if it was. So that's asking a question. So this Gemara learned, the previous Gemara we learned that Shmuel holds exactly like Rav Zera, that Chatzais is the pivotal moment. So right now the Gemara is asking a question of Shmuel. You're making a contrast and drawing contrast between Pesach and Chatzais. L'chayda, by Chatzais when he got lost and he came back, it's been rejected. So you, by Chatzais you let him wander about. And you're right, if you cover it and let it wander about, before Shchid you let it wander about. But over here, by Korban Pesach, if you found it before the Shechita, if you found it after the Chatzais, but before the Shechita, we say, if you hold like Rabbi Zera, that since you found it after the moment was eligible, therefore it could become straight Shlamim. By a Chatas, in this case, if you found it before the Shechita, it's considered a rejected Chatas, right? It's a rejected Chatas, and you let it wander about. And so l'chayda, according to your rule, by Pesach, the same thing, you wander about, sell it and so on. But yet by Pesach, we say, if you found it after Chatzais, you don't let it wander about. After Chatzais, it goes straight into Shlamim. Says the Gemara, Shmuel will not hold like Rabbi Zeda. Shmuel, this version, will hold like Rabbah that says no. That Svidali holds, Amma Shchita Kava. He says it's not the Chatzais. He says it's the Shchita. So if you found it before the Shchita, then it's been rejected. And if it's been rejected, you have to let it wander, even though it's after Chatzais. But since you found it before the Shchit, it's rejected, it wanders about. It's exactly like Chatzais. You wander about, where to get some mum. It's only if you found it after the Shchit that we say it turns straight into it morphs into a Shlamim. So that's what you're trying to say. So now you're trying to tell me that Shmuel, according to this version, holds like Rabbah. How can that be? But Rabbi Yechon is the one who says that. And Rabbi Yechon is arguing with Shmuel. So Rabbi Yechon says, Allah, Rabbi Yechon made a comment on Shmuel. Ein ha-Pesach kol shlamim. That we limit the law that a Pesach converts into a shlamim. Ela shenim tzach ha-shchita was found only at the pivotal moment in the shchita. Ah, well, if you found it before the shchita, it's been rejected, let him wander about. Sounds like Shmuel holds that even if he found it before the shchita, it's not rejected. And why not? Because he holds the Rav Zera, the main moment is the chatzais. Since he found it after chatzais, it was never rejected. So Alma, shchita's keva, that we see, that Rabbi Yechon holds that the main point is when you shacht it. Miklal, the Shmuel personally saw a chatzais keva. So again, how do we make this? How do we explain when wandering about and so on and so forth by chatas? El Shmuel k'Rebbe, Shmuel holds like Rebbe that all the chatas that got lost dies. It doesn't wander about. The Omar avudu lemisal, it goes, gets lost. It dies. So now we're going through the exact same discussion again. So if you follow Rebbe holds the old eye, which when does the second half of the statement if they're wandering about by chatas ever apply? Well, Rebbe Mason will pay the chechad over kein chatzais. If you lost it, first we ask if you lost it before chatzais. The nimtza kein chatzais and you recovered it before chatzais. It's no problem. It converts into a shlamim, and yet Rebbe said by chatas they die. If you lost it before chatzais, so therefore it became chatzais, it was suitable to be a karma chatzais and it's rejected, so therefore the din is has to wander about, and yet by chatzais it dies. And you said before any chatzais dies by a psachim morphs into shlamim. Here we see if you recovered it before chatzais, so it was eligible, and then you didn't use it because you used the new one that you had, it's rejected and we let it wander about. Roya, Kesava, we answer, Koidim Chatzais Lav Avaru. He holds, like Rava said, that if you chatas at night, it's not considered lost, so too also. If you've lost it in the morning and you found it in the morning, it's as if it was never lost. That's not a case of the case that we're talking about where it was lost. Ukesava Chatzais Kav, he holds that Chatzais is the main thing, and then the Gemara goes to the exact same discussion we had before. So that finishes this particular subject. And Rikazachish, we'll have a Freilich of Purim.